Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Blessed and Merry Christmas to you all. The ancient pagans told myths of the gods taking human form in order to dwell among mankind, and sometimes for nefarious purposes. But they would never have said that a god would become or take on flesh. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glories of the only begotten Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Yet this is exactly what the true God has done. Our Lord Jesus became flesh, and he dwelt among us. He pitched his tent or his tabernacle. He established a dwelling among us. He once took on and still bears our human flesh in real time and real place, and even now in heaven. Just like that Old Testament tent that God dwelt in to make his Old Testament Israel holy and point them forward to their promised Savior, so God in Christ now dwells tabernacles with man, as man, in order to save his people from their sins. He has taken up our cause and identifies with us in every possible way. What no other religion has ever dreamed of is the very basis of the Christian faith, namely that God does not have you come to him, he comes to you. This is such a holy thing, such an important thing. The true meaning of Christmas that rolls out into Good Friday and Easter. So important a tenet of our Christian faith, we confess at every divine service, and was made man. And we bow our knee, or bow our head. There is no more important thing, maybe, to say. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Word made flesh, in your flesh you destroyed my sin at the cross. Reign now in my heart by your risen and ascended body. In your name we pray. Amen. The message of Christmas is that the Word who was with God, this Word who was God, this Word through whom all things were made, has become one with us and one of us. St. John writes that the Word became flesh. He became a human being. He became our brother. The hymnist says, "Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel." Can it be true? Emmanuel, the with us God. How can it be true? How can the God whom the whole universe cannot contain become a little baby? How can he, through whom all things were made, join his own creation, taking on himself flesh and blood? How can the Almighty in heaven become a little infant, dependent upon his mother for his very life? How? God does not say how. We cannot understand how. But we can know. Yes, we can know that it is so. So this evangelist wrote, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the message and true meaning of Christmas. Oh, there's billions of dollars invested in everything from light displays to Santa Claus visits to good-hearted attempts at charitable work to political debates about public manger displays and the sounds of bells going off and the sound of a whole lot of bad pop Christmas music and cars driving down congested streets bumper to bumper as they did here in Terre Haute even last Monday. This past Monday, in that frantic effort to get it all done before we run out of time. but these are just distractions. The true message of Christmas is that God has joined his human race. And we honor that by being here, most of all, to receive him as Lord and Savior in word and sacrament, to confess it in our creed every service, and as I said, even to bow our head, bend our knee in humble adoration at such a wondrous act of God's mercy, his glory, his grace, and truth. He came to do for us what we failed to do for him. It was our duty to obey his word, and we know it. We can hardly blame the troubles of life on anyone else. If there is hatred out there, what do I find within my own heart? If there is envy and covetousness out there in the world, what is it that my own eyes see that I want more than desiring to help my neighbor and to love God? If there is betrayal, have I broken my promises? Consider all the evil we bemoan, everything that we would keep us from feeling full of grace and goodwill, must we not really acknowledge our own responsibility for it? But here comes God. He doesn't come to give you what your sins deserve. The Apollo 11 moon landing left the plaque on the moon that says, "We came in peace for all mankind." But Jesus came to earth in a divine, heavenly, eternal peace. And he came not so far away that you cannot see him or know him or have him as your own. He is in a manger. He is a helpless little baby. But he is the Almighty God come to set you free. You're free and pure, the innocent babe of Bethlehem. But he will face your sins. He will bear your guilt. He will offer his holy life up on Calvary for sinners like you and me. Here is God in the flesh. Here is the divine glory the evangelist was privileged to see. Here, grace and truth for you. And those things go together, grace and truth. Christmas is there. Only when God is gracious to us for Christ's sake can the truth be our friend. The truth that is apart from Christ, we are lost and powerless to find our way back to God. But grace and truth go together in this Word made flesh, this Savior who is Christ the Lord, the one wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in the manger, the one wrapped in death's strong bands for our offenses given, the one who now at God's right hand stands. Brings us life from heaven in word preached, baptism, supper, and absolution delivered. The truth is that God joined himself to the human race to bring us grace, undeserved love. God's grace in Jesus Christ overflows, a fullness which is inexhaustible. It is mercy, it is kindness, it is the forgiveness of our sins. It is new life, comfort within, and it is peace. Real peace, eternal peace, peace in heaven and on earth. All of this is given to us in the God who, for us men and for our salvation, pitched his tent among us, became a baby, a boy, a man, our brother, and our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.